from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Vayigash, the two exiles. We look at Yaakov Avinu as he's about to go down to the land of Egypt to see his son for the first time. He's confronted by a very important reality. First thing we need to remember, as I heard someone in Teaneck say, that the story of Yaakov takes place on two planes. On the one hand, there's a personal plane in which Yaakov is going to see his son. He was stolen from Canaan. He's now going to retrieve his son, is now going to be reunited with his son. Wonderful. Second thing is, there's another narrative that's really going on throughout the book of Reishit, and that is that Avraham was promised, Avraham was promised that his children would be slaves in the land of Egypt for 400 years, and then the nation will be judged, and they will go out with great wealth. So everyone knows that they're going to go down to Egypt. The Midrashim try to bring this into the narrative and say, that's why Esav didn't really want the firstborn rights, because if he's firstborn, then he gets to go down to Egypt. He doesn't want to go down to Egypt and be slaves for 400 years. The brothers thought that he had already gone to Egypt. He had already gone to exile in a strange land, and now it's time for the redemption. He's told otherwise. The brothers were hoping maybe Joseph could be the one who goes down to Egypt. They could all stay outside of Egypt. All kinds of theories. But the fact is, there is an undercurrent, which the rabbis wisely picked up on throughout Genesis, of this exile that needs to take place based on the prophecy to Avraham. So when Jacob is going down to Egypt, at the human level, it's exciting. Let me go down to see him before I die. No hesitation. But then we encounter the fact that he says, Hashem says to him, don't be afraid of going down. Says the Chizkuni, he must be afraid. If God tells him, don't be afraid, he probably is afraid. Why is he afraid? Because he says, that's it. My grandfather said, Avraham said, that we're going to go down 400 years to be slaves in Egypt. The time has come. We're going to be slaves. So he says, no, don't worry. I'll go down with you to Egypt. Firstly, I'll be with you. God is with us in our sorrows. But don't worry, I'll take you out as well. What does this mean? Jacob experienced two different exiles in his life. The first exile was to Babylonia. That exile is reminiscent really of the ultimate exile to Babylonia by the Jews in 586 BCE, the destruction of the first temple. And even after the Romans exiled them, many Jews resettled in Babylonia. Babel became the center and the model for exile. In fact, Babylonian exile lasts to this day. Not too many Jews in Babylonia today, but there are some in Persia, which is an extension of Babylonia. But certainly until about 50, 75 years ago, there were Jews in Babylonia. Babylonia is the ultimate exile. So Jacob thought, I already did exile. So God said, no. There are two types of exile. There's one exile that's a long exile that's just exile. That's all it is. And then there's another kind of exile from which you are redeemed. There's an exile that purifies you, that elevates you. That's the kind of exile you're going into. It's not you had an exile that served no ultimate purpose. But this new exile is going to be a core of ourselves. It's going to purify you. The Jews in exile in Egypt, they were purified like a metal is purified in a furnace. So he says, don't go worry about going down to Egypt. You think it's just another one of those exiles like you've experienced before, just miserable with Lavan. No. This one is going to be something when we get out of this, we're going to see a renaissance of Jewish life. We're going to see a flowering, a birth, actually, of a Jewish nation. Don't worry about going down to Egypt. things are going to be great. It's going to be beautiful. This is a different kind of exile. As Jewish people, we know two types of exile. We know exile that's just miserable. And then we know that ultimately there's exile which redeems, exile that purifies, the exile that defines us. Last 2,000 years, we've been defined as victims. We've been defined as people focused on learning. And that continues to define us. And as we return to the land of Israel today, we have to remember those values that we learned in exile. And if we bring those values, what we learned, the kura of the furnace of the fires of exile, fires of Auschwitz, and we learn those lessons, both in terms of defending ourselves and also in terms of having a moral stance, doing things right, doing things the way we should do them, being an upstanding nation. If we can do that, then indeed, we alti ram yerdam etzayim, we shouldn't fear that we were in exile for 2,000 years, because anohiga alchaga malo, God was with us in exile, and hopefully he'll redeem us, he'll come with us, as we are returned to Zion. And we'll see that the last 2,000 years were not in vain, but actually forged us as a people focused on Torah, love of people, on Tikkun Olam, fixing the world. And hopefully this a kingdom will be established that will be for the glory of Israel and for the glory of the whole world. Thank you for joining us here at the Atri Sfar with the Lamed Congregation for our discussion of Parshat Vayigash. Join us each week for a discussion of the Parsha and the holidays. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.